WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or Star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am Nick Francesco.
And I am Dave Enright.
It is a beautiful day out here at the Lilac Festival. Of course, you only know that if you're sequestered at home, hidden in the dark with your radio. But we're out here at the Lilac Festival having a truly magnificent time out here in the sunshine with all these wonderful people who can't hear a darn thing we're saying, but that's okay because they're having fun out here. We will be taking your phone calls on the air here on Soundbites. But before we do that, we are going to look at the news, and we'll start with Dave and some exciting hardware developments.
I don't know. It's such a gorgeous day, you know, to take advantage of it.
I know. I should be lying out on the lawn to heck with this radio nonsense.
Really? And we don't even have a computer here today.
No, we don't.
That's kind of going bare for us. But as far as in the computer world, folks, take you back a few years. If you were happen to have what they called a laptop, maybe, 8-10 years ago in the old compact, they used to be about the size of a suitcase. Well, now Dell's come out with an ultra-slim mini book. They call it the Dell X2000. It has a 12.1-inch screen, and it's only going to weigh 2.8 pounds. Really slim, really light. It will offer an 800 megahertz chip in it, Pentium 3, 128 meg memory, and 30 gig hard drive. If you are considering one of these, because most likely it's going to come either with XP or Windows 2000, I would highly recommend upgrading the memory to at least 256K.
Meg.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you know, I'm enjoying this. It's unbelievable, that crowd out here.
It's a great crowd. It's a lovely day if you're at all into this. We're out in the big blue room. For those of you who do too much computing, we're out in the big blue room with the big, bright, natural light out there.
Yeah, I was wondering what that big, bright thing was up in the sky.
I know. We have that about twice a year in Rochester. Luckily, today is one of those days. The lilacs are in full bloom, which is why I sound so nasal. But other than that, we're ready to go. And I've got a couple of news items for you here you should know about. For those of you who use either Microsoft's chat program or Microsoft's Instant Messenger program, shockingly, there are holes in it. So if you are using it, shocker, isn't it? Unbelievable. So what you need to do is to update it immediately, if not sooner. Otherwise, somebody is going to end up owning your computer and doing whatever they feel like with it. In addition, there are a couple of hoaxes going around on the internet. One of them is about the Xbox. There's a file you can download that purports to be an Xbox emulator for your PC. There is no such animal. It is a Trojan, and it also will let somebody take over your computer. So if you find it on the net, avoid the temptation, since it is indeed too good to be true. In addition, you may well get an email message telling you to look on your machine and see if you have a file called jdbmgr.exe. It will have a teddy bear icon. If you find it, it's a horrible Trojan virus, terrible, evil, vicious thing. Get rid of it instantaneously. Well, you know what? You will find it on your machine because it is a normal part of Windows. That email is a hoax. It is the Java debugger manager from Microsoft. It came with your computer, and you should leave it there. If you deleted it, no big deal, since it, unless you're debugging Java, you don't
really
need it. But it isn't anything that you need to worry about one way or t'other. Those are the big, listen to the crowd out here. Listen to these people having fun.
If you folks haven't, you know, thought of coming down to the Lilac Festival, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better day. It's supposed to be really gorgeous today as opposed to tomorrow. So, you know, if you're just sitting around and not doing much, come on down, check it out. We're here until 2 o'clock. We've got some great prizes they're giving away. And,
we have people over here putting for prizes. Well, actually, most of them are just putting. But the possibility theory is that they could win a prize if they actually managed to get the thing in the hole. We have people sitting out on the grass having a grand old time for themselves, waving hi there.
Hello,
hi there.
Hello.
Everybody at home, wave to the people on the grass. Very nice. We'll be taking your call shortly here on Soundbites, but we just want to remind you that the Lilac Festival is going on right now. It's a great event here in Rochester, New York, hub of civilization in the Western world. Those of you who are listening to us in the outlying regions like O Canada and Niagara Falls and down the southern tier and into Pennsylvania.
Wherever we go.
Wherever you go. This festival is also on next week. So if you're into lilacs, great food, lots of neat stuff, amazing, wonderful people.
And we're going to be live again next week.
We'll be live again here next week. So if you want to come down and see us, I don't know why you would do that, but you can. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
This is AIDA, and this is your one and only chance to see Disney's new musical love story in Rochester. Now through May 12th only, thrill to the spectacle that thousands cheer each night on Broadway. The music that won both the Tony and the Grammy. Elton John and Tim Rice's new Broadway production is here. The M&T Bank Broadway season. AIDA must end Sunday, May 12th at the Auditorium Center. Tickets as low as $24.50. Call 585-222-5000 today.
If your web page is nothing but eye candy, you're losing solid return on your investment. That's why the eBusiness Association is bringing Jim Stern, a world expert on internet marketing, to Rochester. If you need to determine the real value of your web efforts, you need to be at the Hyatt Regency Tuesday, May 14th, to hear the one guy who can tell you how. Jim Stern's appearance, sponsored by the Rochester Business Journal, the Presentation Source, and WHAM. Visit eBusinessAssociation.org or call 234-1322 for reservations.
Need a break from the typical car dealer hype?
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
You'll find it at Jim Barnard Chevrolet in Churchville. I'm Alan Barnard. My father Jim started Jim Barnard Chevrolet in 1972. And now my brother Andy and I are working hard every day to keep the great reputation he built. We've served families like yours for 30 years. So if you're looking for the best deals on a new or used car, truck, van, or SUV,
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
We've been here for 30 years and we'll be there. Jim Barnard Chevrolet, Buffalo Road, Churchville. Want to save money on a new Chevy without the hassle?
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
Come to Jim Barnard Chevrolet's easy as 1, 2, 3, plus 5 sale. GM has challenged us to sell 120 vehicles this month, so you'll get our deepest discounts of the year. And $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 rebates on every new 2002 Chevy in stock. Plus $500 bonus cash on select new Chevy vans. So forget the big dealer hassles.
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
The best place to buy a new Chevy is Jim Barnard Chevrolet, Buffalo Road, Churchville.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800. 1-800-544-9580. GreenShield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And GreenShield is an approved Correll business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, GreenShield Computer Services, part of the GreenShield Group, established in 1967.
When lives are disrupted, the Salvation Army responds with the tools to make them whole again. Whether it's substance abuse counseling, job training, or disaster relief, the Salvation Army knows rebuilding shattered lives takes more than tools from the hardware store. It takes the tools that come from the heart. Donate online at SalvationArmyUSA.org or call your local Salvation Army. Need knows no season.
There's a basketball hoop in your dining room, thanks to them. You were up half the night slaying monsters, thanks to them. You couldn't be happier, thanks to them. And your little way of saying thanks to them? You give them Tyson, or chicken. Quality chicken that's all natural, with no additives and minimal processing. Tyson, it's what your family deserves.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and GreenShield Computer Services. This is Soundbite on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome. It is Sound Bites, and I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And we are here at the Lilac Festival taking your calls. Before we get to the phones, let us give special thanks to Argyle, who stopped down here and brought us...
They are great.
Ouchie the Clown t-shirts. Those of you who have not been to gloatingdance.com don't know much about Ouchie, but he's there, and we want to thank Argyle. We're taking your calls now, and we're going to start with Pete from Webster. Pete, how are you?
Good, guys. I enjoy the show.
Thank you. What's your question?
I got a new PC, and it's running XP Home Edition, and I'm running into some problems on reconnecting to the Internet. When I first log on after startup, everything works fine, and if I disconnect and then reconnect, everything is okay. But if my Internet service provider disconnects me, and then I try to reconnect, the modem dials, sounds like it connects, but I can't access any sites or email.
What error message do you get?
Yeah. Nothing. It seems like it's connected. In fact, I get the icon in the lower right-hand corner. Everything looks like it's working, but it just, this page not available is what comes up.
You don't get a blue screen at all?
Nope.
Okay.
What may be happening is that if you get dropped accidentally by your internet service provider, they don't know you're gone for a few minutes. So what happens is they think you've logged on twice, which they probably have a deal that's trying to prevent that. So you have to wait a certain amount of time before it times you out and says, oh, you know what, he's not there anymore, frees you up again, and then you can log on a second time. What if you wait like 5 minutes, do you get back on?
Yeah, no, I don't. Same thing. I have to shut down, restart, and then everything's fine.
You got to restart the whole computer?
Yep.
Now, are you doing a dial-up?
Right.
You might want to look for updated drivers for your modem.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not noticing that the line is gone.
And hanging up, giving the the ATH command.
Right. And that would be the drivers for your modem. When you installed this system, this XP Home Edition, did it find specifically your modem, or did it seem to pull a generic driver up?
Oh, it was preloaded, and in fact, I did get the most recent driver. And as I say, I can disconnect
right.
and reconnect. But when they drop me, I can wait for an hour, and I just can't get back on.
Yeah, see, it's still not getting that ATH command, and you might want to try to remove the modem, shut the machine down, you know, move it into another slot so it refinds it, so you can then reinstall the correct drivers, you know, your updated drivers. Because by default, XP wants to put in the defaults that come with it.
Well, I did that. I've done that a couple of times. Now, I've called both the ISP and the manufacturer, and the manufacturer has, I've been running Zone Alarm, and they want me to uninstall that. They say they've seen some interference, and I'm wondering if you guys have ever heard.
I haven't. Have you tried that?
That's my next thing to do, but I'm reluctant. I'm reluctant.
Yeah, I understand that, but you might want to give it a try. It may well be that their drivers, whatever drivers they've got set up, they know of an interference with Zone Alarm. That would be unusual, but if they tell you to try it, it's certainly something I'd give a shot to. And then you may need to think about using something else as a firewall, like the Norton or the
or
McAfee.
Or go out and get a hardwire, you know, a piece
somebody
of
it. Dials in.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. The XP comes with an internet firewall protection, which isn't enabled at this point, or there's
Norton. Not a bad one.
Is that all right?
Yeah, it's not a bad one. Give it a shot. You should be fine with that.
Does that have the option, with Zone Alarm, you can shut off all access by just clicking on a stop sign, and it won't allow anybody to communicate with your computer. Is that same kind of thing available with either of those other two?
You can shut it. It's not quite as simple as that, but you can shut it down, yeah.
Okay.
Okie doke.
All right, thanks.
The next caller is Dave.
Hello, David. What's your question?
Yes, hello. I was wondering about a virus protection program that I've been using for about a year and a half, if you've heard of it and what you know about it. It's called a AVG, put out by Grissoft.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't had much experience with it. The important thing really is it updating regularly?
Yeah, it updates once or twice a week.
Then it sounds like it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
And you're getting the current DAT files? In other words, you notice when you start the program up that it says it has the latest and greatest?
Yes, it does that. I was just a little dubious because it's free and didn't know if it had a good reputation, bad reputation.
Well, like a lot of these companies, they sit there and they'll start out free to get you hooked. And then it might be, 6-8 months down the road, all of a sudden they'll start charging for their services. It might be a very nominal fee, but, you will get, some charges for it, most likely.
Yeah, well, they have a business application that they do charge for, but for a normal user, it's free.
I will take a look at it. What's it called again?
It's called AVG, and you download it at grisoft.com, Grissoft.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, and I've got another quick question. I bought a compact laptop a couple of years ago, and it had all like about a whole gig full of stuff on it that belonged to Compact. So I reformatted it and saved a gig. Now I'm wondering do they still do that or do all the companies do that? Because I'm wanting to buy
most of them have a bunch of stuff. Some of it is actually useful. For example, I have a Fujitsu laptop that has on the front controls for the DVD and CD players, which, I reformatted the drive to put XP on it, so I don't have those features anymore. That's kind of tough.
Right.
But in general, it's a pretty good deal, actually.
Okay, yeah, it was just taking up so much. I only had a 4-gig drive, and it took up a gig, so.
Well, what you often find is that about half of it is like some sort of demo program and videos and all this other yada yada you can easily get rid of.
Yeah, so they all do that, all the companies.
Oh, yeah, they all do.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next, we're going to Alan.
Alan, welcome. Before we do that, let us welcome Mr. Steven.
Hey, Steamer.
Who we apparently...
There we go. Push that button. Then it works.
And then it works.
Oh.
I've been driving around this whole area for about an hour and a half. There's no place
to park. Oh, yeah.
There is no place to park at all. You got to walk from a distance. But we have Alan on the line. Welcome, Alan. What's your question?
Okay. What I got going on is... Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Sony is releasing a Linux, an add-on to my PS2.
Yeah.
Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, well, that's been out for a while. underground, and now apparently it's becoming quasi, much more quasi-legal. Yeah. You can turn your PS2 into a regular Linux box and do some Linux stuff on it. It's a very neat, it used to be a hack, now apparently it's
gone legit.
It's gone legit, but it's a pretty neat little thing, and it lets you do some pretty good stuff.
Somebody realized they could make money on it.
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, the question I have is I understand it's an open operating system. Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
And I understand Windows and a little bit of Mac, but can I run regular software on that? I mean, what kind of software will I run on that?
Regular Linux software.
Yeah. Yes. You can run equivalents to all the software you already have.
Like AOL? Could I install that on there?
Yeah. Almost everything.
Well, like I say, you can give it a shot. Right. See if it works.
No.
Isn't there a Windows emulator for Linux?
Yeah, there is. AOL is about the only program you currently that I don't know that you can find under Linux. But there are office suites, graphics programs, multimedia programs, name it. Everything else is there. I honestly don't know if there's a Linux version of AOL, but everything else is there.
So does it operate like a normal PC?
Yes, yeah. You can pick your front end, unlike under Windows. But you get, for example, if you run KDE or GNOME, you get, you go down to the lower left-hand corner and click the button and up pops a menu, and it has programs and settings and everything else in it, and it runs just like every other operating system.
Oh.
The stuff that Windows does is not unique to Windows.
And never was.
Lots of operating systems did it before and during and after.
All right, well, thank you very much.
There you go. There is a local users group, the LUGOR, the Linux Users Group of Rochester. If you go to jackslist.com...
Well, they go to our website and they can get the list off of there.
Right, there's a list on our website, soundbites.org. Francis wants me to remind everybody that soundbites with a Y. And you can go to our website. Down in the lower right is a list of the websites that you've heard on the show. Click on that and you get an alphabetical list on the right, and on that should be Jack's list of the local user groups.
And they're probably at LUGOR.org.
And I suspect they are at LUGOR.org.
I do have a computer here now recording the show, but we don't have internet feeds yet.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, the newly resurrected Steve Ray, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for, and you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School, and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit elementkcenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education. Real opportunities.
Mother's Day is Sunday the 12th, and Littman Jewelers has a wonderful way for you to surprise her. It really is this year's must-have gift idea. It's the past, present, and future diamond necklace. Designed with three exquisite diamonds, Mom's sure to cherish this necklace because, as the name suggests, it thanks her, not just for what she's done for you in the past and for what she does for you today, but it even reaches into the future to say, I love you, Mom. The past, present, and future diamond necklaces come in lots of different styles and range in price from $99 to $999 at Littman Jewelers. For example, a brilliant cut three diamond necklace, 1/4 carat total weight, is just $199. And don't forget, with credit approval, you can have 12-month financing with no down payment on a minimum purchase of $999. Littman Jewelers, for all those special times.
We at Subaru would like to ask our Subaru Outback drivers to go easy on SUV drivers. They're having a tough time of it, like drivers of the Ford Explorer. I know people are talking about what superior cornering and stability in a turn you get in the Subaru Outback. Our folks in the Jeep Grand Cherokee, they hear the whispers about the superior mileage of the Outback. Hey, it's tough for those SUV drivers to constantly hear about the all-wheel drive Subaru Outback and its superior mileage, etc., etc. So if you drive an Outback, please mind the feelings of SUV drivers, especially those in the Lexus RX 300. They're actually kind of proud of their handling. Subaru Outback, still the world's first sport utility wagon.
For a great deal on a new Outback, see your local New York Subaru dealer and tell them Paul Hogan sent you.
EPA estimates for the 2002 Outback automatic transmission are 22 miles per gallon city and 27 miles per gallon highway. Testing claims based on USAC certified lateral acceleration and evasive lane change test.
Is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are here live. Well, we're live every week. We're just not live where you can see us.
You know what? We got to get some of those folks from the food tent to bring some of the food over here.
It's this lady walking by holding her hot dog and soda and smiling at us like, hi, you don't get any. but we're taking your calls. And who's next on the...
Greg is next.
Greg, welcome. What's your question?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hi there.
I have a little problem. I tried to install EasyCD Creator 4 in Windows XP.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I uninstalled it.
It's not going to work.
It doesn't work. And yeah. XP let me know that.
Yep.
I uninstalled CD Creator, but the drivers are still in there.
Right.
Well, part of the issue is that Microsoft licensed a piece of EasyCD Creator, DirectCD, for their packet writing software. So the EasyCD Creator, that's hard to say.
Yeah,
version 4 doesn't work. You need the absolute latest version 5. Not even 5.0 will work right with XP.
There's one thing. If you go to the EasyCD Creator site, you've got to you can leave 4 on there. But what you got to do is then there's two patches after you installed 5. So you can upgrade to 5, but then after that, there's a whole procedure on their website of a procedure that you have to go through after you download these additional two files to get it to work correctly with XP.
And you got to follow it precisely,
yes,
or it's not going to work.
Right, I saw that procedure in there, but the thing is, I just want to get those drivers off my system because they're interfering with my DVD drive. And even though my DVD drive works fine, I just get that warning every time I start Windows that says Windows has prevented these drivers from loading.
What you're going to need to do is when you install 5, it should overwrite the 4 drivers.
Yes, it does.
But if he wants to delete 4 first without bothering with 5.
And I did. I did that.
Delete it.
But it didn't delete everything. You might
And because what happened was there were already drivers from Windows, which it left on, but now they're the wrong drivers.
Mm-hmm. Right. You might have to dig deeper into Roxio's knowledge base on how to remove the 4 drivers and let the Windows drivers go back in.
And because he's updating those drivers, he might also have to go in and look for updated drivers for his DVD.
Right, but the first thing I would try to do is install the newest version of 5 following all the features and everything, because that should overwrite the bad 4 drivers.
Well, the other thing is they suck you into purchasing 5.
Well, yeah.
Well, you had to purchase 4, too. So
yeah. Well, I got it with my CD burner, so...
Well, then, you paid for it with your CD burner. You should be able to get the upgrade from a bundled version.
Okay.
Right.
On the Roxio website.
Mm-hmm. Roxio's website does have an upgrade for the bundled version. You just have to go find it. They don't make it all that easy to get.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is there.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
Okie doke.
Next we have Rich.
Rich, welcome. What's your question?
Hi, Ned.
Rich, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Because we're here.
Okay. Yeah,
what's
I met you a couple months ago at the father-daughter dance.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Okay, I got a problem. When I go try to get in the internet, if I double-click my shortcut,
yep,
it just freezes. Now I can right-click and go and open, and it opens right up.
Really? Really?
Then the second problem I have is once I'm into a website, the farther I go into it, you know, pick an option and pick another option, a lot of times it just freezes and I just get not responding. You know, when I do Alt Control Delete, I just get not responding. And after about 4 or 5 minutes, it might kick in or it might not.
Is this with every website or just some?
Almost everyone.
Okay, the thing I'm thinking is if you have a lot of websites that have Java in them, you may be having a problem with your Java drivers.
What browser are you running and what version is it?
I've tried a couple of versions of Internet, you know, updated them, gone to the latest one, the latest one I can't get to work at all. So I went back a version, and like I said, if I double-click on the shortcut, it just sits there and looks at me.
Well, that could be just a damaged shortcut file. Delete the shortcut and make a new one.
Create a new one.
Oh, what are you saying it happens with all your shortcuts?
About 50% of them.
Okay, see, now, if those 50% are the ones that run Java, when you go to the website, you know, they have all kinds of flash and noise and everything else going on, then it's very likely that your Java engine is damaged.
Okay.
Particularly if you downloaded the latest version of Windows, because their version of the Java engine is not the same as everybody else's anymore.
Yeah, Windows, I'm running Windows 98.
Okay, what you can do is go to java.sun.com. And there, they have downloads for the Java Runtime Environment, JRE. You can download the Windows version, install it, reboot, and that should solve your problem.
Oh, okay.
See, if the problem that you're having is only with some shortcuts and some websites, then what you end up with is it's probably not a problem with the shortcut engine, it's probably not a problem with your browser, and it's probably a problem with something. Oh, you're listening to us as you walk. Look at this.
Yes.
We have Argyle standing here listening to us as we...
There's a little screen looking through here.
It's a 7-second delay, so...
Scary, isn't it?
You don't know what you're doing. But that's what you have to do is go download the latest version of the Java Runtime Environment. You should be on your way.
Yeah, why does it work with when I right-click and go to open and everything opens up right away?
Well, that would depend a lot, again, on how things are happening. You're saying even the website?
Yeah, he's saying if you right-click, it works fine.
Even the websites that you can't double-click on, you can right-click on.
Oh, yeah, I can get into, you know, when I go into Internet Explorer, my icons are there.
Okay.
But I right-click on it and do open, it goes right in.
I've seen this before where double-clicking is ignored.
Yeah.
And you have to right-click and choose open. I eventually had to reinstall Windows completely to fix whatever that was.
Right. This is a problem that's been around for 98 for a long time. Are you doing the updates regularly?
Yes, I updated everything and it didn't help at all.
Okay, and you're running it in
I've been doing this. This has been going on for about a year. I've just been living with it. I've been trying to get a hold of you.
One thing you might try doing is changing your video card driver, seeing if there's an update for that. But I've seen this all over the net, and there are a lot of suggestions and a lot of non-solutions, and I apologize for that.
Yeah.
But there isn't, I don't know what to do.
He might want to just try reinstalling Windows over Windows.
Yeah, that's the only other suggestion I can make. There's no short answer here.
Yeah, because it gets very frustrating when I go into a website and I make a selection, and then I go in go in deeper. The deeper I go, then it just dies.
Yeah. Right.
Now, how much memory do you have? That almost sounds like memory filling up.
About 500 megs.
Of memory, or is that hard drive space?
No, that's hard drive. I'm not sure on memory.
Okay, you want at least 128 meg, and 256 is better.
Yeah.
And that also depends on how much you've got running in the background.
Yeah, I got 256.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now that should be fine.
Try reinstalling the Windows over Windows again.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, that's our best answer at the moment.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Next we're going... Okay. Thank you. Next we're going to Mike.
Mike, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, what's your question?
First, I want to say I thank God for you guys. You guys have really been helpful.
Thank you very much.
Gateway 1300, and it's got a Millennium operating system on it. For the last maybe several months, when I click on an icon, whether it's on the desktop or in a folder, sometimes it activates all of the icons. And I have to hit the shift key in order for it to just click on the icon that I want. And I don't know what is causing it. And sometimes it happens as soon as I start up the computer, or it happens when
Mike,
I'm in the
Mike,
system.
Mike, we're going to have to apologize, but you're chopping up big time. We can't hear you very clearly. And we've got to go to a break. If you just hang on for a moment, when we come back out of the break, we'll try to get back to you and find out what your question is, okay? So hang on.
Yeah, we're going to take a break back in just a couple of minutes. Dave, Steve, me, Nick on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Attention Rochester and Western New York. Stickley, Audi and Company is having a spring furniture clearance so big, they're holding it in the former Homeplace store at Marketplace Square, Henrietta. Held over for one final day this Saturday only. Save 40 to 70% off suggested retail on legendary Stickley furniture and many other famous makers. Included in this spectacular sale are some real treasures in solid cherry and mahogany, plus Stickley Mission collectibles and exquisite oriental rugs. Save on fine furniture by Henrodon, Hickory Chair, Baker, and Leathercraft, too. All sales are final, as is, and ready for immediate carryout. Delivery is also available. Sale hours this Saturday, May 11th, are 10 till 5. Don't miss this great chance to save on the finest home and office furnishings at the Stickley Clearance Center in the former Home Place, 400 J. Scuddy Boulevard, Marketplace Square in Henrietta. Come in early this Saturday only for the best selection.
Now that Singular Wireless has introduced Singular Nation, the simplest calling plan in America, what do you have to say?
My name is Barbara Sinclair, and I'm a therapist specializing in legalese stipulational paranoia.
Purchase a product does not improve your chances of winning.
People suffering from legalese stipulational paranoia commonly read and watch advertisements looking for, as we say, the catch, the loophole, the fine print.
Void for prohibited in states and have voids.
Mm-hmm. The condition has been exacerbated by the onslaught of nationwide wireless plans full of hedges.
Your minutes are yours to use on your network. Your network is our network. Other networks do not apply.
Our time is up. Fortunately, Singular Nation has made it really simple. No long-distance fees nationwide, no roaming charges, no prescription necessary.
Self-expression is simple with Singular Nation. Sign up now and get 3,500 nationwide bonus night and weekend minutes, plus a great deal on the brand new Sony Ericsson T60D phone. Credit approval and activation required. Some restrictions apply. Call 1-866-SINGULAR.
That puts the mind at ease.
This weekend, Mother's Day weekend, the sun as always will shine on Wayside Garden Center, warming our hearts and illuminating the wonderful selection of things that Wayside Garden Center has to go or grow in your garden. Select from over 2,500 varieties of perennials, thousands of hanging baskets just overflowing with your mom's favorite flowers, maybe some she hasn't even heard of yet, which just might become her new favorites. You'll also find creeping phlox, the 1 gallon size, a dollar off the regular price. In the nursery, you'll find 24 varieties of lilacs. Buy one and the second is half price. Plus, over 50 varieties of hydrangeas and rhododendron. The new yak variety, very hardy, compact, and in bloom for Mother's Day in 10 sensational colors. You'll also find a huge selection of annuals and vegetables. Plus azaleas, 30 varieties, and in the nursery again, thousands of choices from inexpensive foundation plants all the way to mature shade trees. Wayside Garden Center, 124 Pittsford Belmira Road, just past Lollipop Farm, on the web at waysidegardencenter.com.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
News, weather, sports, and more. Online at wham1180.com. This is News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester.
A Clear Channel radio station.
News, I'm Cammie McCormick. Add one more to the list of reasons your flight might be delayed this summer.
As you run into situations where you have more aircraft than you can put down on runways,
it becomes more challenging from a safety standpoint.
Raymond Gibbons is the president of the Air Traffic Controllers Association in Chicago. Many airlines at O'Hare are squeezing flights back into peak periods.
Our compressed schedules, the peak periods are actually busier now than they were before 911.
And that means longer delays in the sky and on the ground. Senate Democrats like Jean Carnahan think Republicans aren't doing enough to help seniors afford their medicines.
Prescription drugs are not like toothpaste or peanut butter. They are life-saving medicines, and we need to make sure they're affordable and available to everybody.
Carnahan and the Democrats' weekly radio address arguing that Republicans are protecting big business and not doing enough to make drugs more affordable. President Bush, in his radio speech, was pushing his welfare reform plan.
My proposal would give states the freedom to redesign how federal programs operate in their states. This will allow states to be more innovative in providing better job training, housing, and nutrition programs, and better child care services to low-income families.
The Washington Post reports New York Cardinal Edward Egan admitted 5 years ago encouraging a priest to continue working and offered to write him a letter of recommendation, even though he knew the priest was an admitted sexual abuser.
There's no sense in which Cardinal Egan is depicted as showing any concern for the victim. He says that he would need to know the details, even though some fairly graphic details had already been provided to him.
Kathleen Joyce is an assistant professor of religion at Duke University. Egan's admission came during videotaped testimony in a lawsuit brought against priest Lawrence Brett. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. Done your shopping yet? CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett catches up with some frantic shoppers for a few gift ideas.
One day left to get something for Mom.
Shoes, clothes, I don't have no clue what to get her. Perfume, she has like a dresser full.
New Yorkers thinking and thinking. How about
roses?
Mothers love flowers. 53% of shoppers will get some, according to a retail survey. But what's the right number?
Oh, I don't know how many. Just probably a couple of dozens or something.
If you're still stumped, this shopper says time is a good gift.
Buy a coupon. Like, I'll clean my room for a month. I'll actually take care of the cat, feed him, or something.
Because, as this daughter says,
anything that you're going to buy your mother should come from the heart. Doesn't matter the price.
That's the real bottom line. Dave Barrett, CBS News, New York.
Cats is nearing the end of its run in London. The Andrew Lloyd Webber musical is closing tonight at the same theater where it first opened 21 years ago. Tired of telemarketers calling during dinner? A Houston judge has ordered the owner of one telemarketing company to leave his name and home phone number on his company's recorded messages so that frustrated recipients of his calls can return the favor. This is CBS News.
Listen to some real people from all parts of the country talk about arthritis pain and their experience with Jointritis Arthritis Pain Relief Ointment.
I have arthritis in my knees.
Arthritis pain in my ankles.
I went to get some Jointritis and it has worked wonders for me.
You just roll it on, rub it around. It just relieves that arthritis pain.
It is really good.
I'll use Jointritis to relieve the pain.
I love the roll-on.
I do recommend it to anyone.
I love it. Definitely lessens the pain.
To me, Jointritis, it works magic. It gives you your life back.
I told all my family members, no more birthday presents, just buy me Jointritis.
Jointritis, the greatest thing since the wheel.
Please, do not quit making Jointritis. It has been a lifesaver for me.
Jointritis, all-natural arthritis pain relief ointment with maximum strength menthol for pain relief and triple skin conditioners lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Use as directed for hours of relief when your minor arthritis pain flares up. Your results may vary. On sale with a special low price at CVS now through May 11th.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with a WHAM News update. The superintendent of the Rochester City School District is making his first public comments since being asked to resign. Clifford Janey is speaking this hour with members of the news media. The Board of Education voted Thursday to enter into an agreement with Janey asking him to leave the school district. A Rochester woman has been charged with kidnapping. The Irondequoit Police Department says 27-year-old Andrea Wentworth has been arrested. She allegedly burglarized the home of 89-year-old Frances Falvo and then abducted her. Falvo was found yesterday afternoon. She's in satisfactory condition at Rochester General Hospital. A Wayne County man has been sentenced for a rash of church burglaries around the Rochester area. 38-year-old Timothy Kaiser will spend 1 to 3 years in prison for allegedly breaking into a Methodist church earlier this year. A Penfield man has pleaded guilty to fraud and money laundering. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 56-year-old Samuel Maselli was charged with 6 counts of bankruptcy fraud and 12 counts of money laundering. The former owner of an ostrich farm in Penfield fled New York. He was arrested in Florida back in April. We'll have a check of radar weather next. WHAM News Time, now 105.
saving the world before bedtime.
Alan Harris, weeknights at 10 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hey, Bob, it's noon. Let's go lunch, you know.
Can't. I need a new car, and I've got to get to John Holt's.
Are you nuts? You know how Niedermeyer is. 1 hour.
Relax. The pizza will be here in a half hour. I'm going online at johnholtz.com. And check it out.
Ah, 500 new cars to choose from. Acura, Audi, BMW, Honda, Land Rovers, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche.
Uh-huh. And finding the car for you at johnholtz.com can never be easier. All I have to do is fill out these few lines. Boom. By this time tomorrow, I'll have an aggressive quote on the car I'm looking for.
But what if you don't want to buy new?
No problem. I click here, and johnholtz.com finds me the exact used car I'm looking for.
Wow. Year, make, model, color. Hey, do you think johnholtz.com could hook me up with that timeshare in the Cayman Islands?
John Holtz brings you the world, pal, not fantasies.
You always knew John Holtz could bring you the world, and he just found a way to do it so you don't even have to leave your house. It's all at johnholtz.com. All you have to do is shop, click, buy and drive, all at johnholtz.com.
WHAM radar weather forecast for Rochester and west of New York. Through the afternoon, sun with high thin clouds becoming a little thicker later in the afternoon. Temperatures eventually reaching about 60. We'll see clouds tonight and some rain moving in as well. The low temperatures will be around 40. Rain is likely as we head through the day tomorrow. The high is just 50 to 55. The rain will diminish and end, but it'll stay mainly cloudy through tomorrow night. Lows 40 to 45. Monday, cloudy skies with some more rain likely moving in. Highs in the low and middle 50s. This is WHAM meteorologist Ken McKinley.
Nothing showing up in the studio Rochester radar from News Source 13. Right now downtown, partly cloudy skies and 53 degrees. More sound bites live from the Lilac Festival up next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
All right, maybe someday they'll actually fix that. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are here live at the Lilac Festival, having the most fun it's possible to have and still be sitting down dressed. Before we get back to the calls, I want to talk about our website. We have a website of our own. You can get to it through wham1180.com. It is called soundbites.org. That's soundbites with a Y. And we have every week a poll. Last week's poll was about Macromedia's Flash plugin, because there was an update for that for an exploit, a break-in. And we asked you if you use it. We had 233 votes, which I love to see.
Thank you. That's really good.
Anything over 200 votes is always good for me. And 126 of you, that's 54%, said yes. 56 votes, that's 24%, said no. And 51 votes, that's 22%, said huh. This week's poll is a little different. The doctor.
Who?
Anyway,
who?
The doctor said we should put this poll up, so he did. Does the sound boy with...
Oh, we're asking for it now.
We've got some nerve. Does the soundbite screw give the correct answer? The choices are all the time, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, and never, you wiseacres. So...
Whoa!
You can vote on our poll. I can't tell you what the poll's at right now because we're kind of out here in the middle of nowhere with no network connection. Should have gone with FastNet and gotten ourselves some wireless.
Yeah, we got to talk to those folks.
But we would love to have you vote on our poll at soundbites.org. And when you do, you can join our forums. Sign up for the forums and you can ask questions, answer questions, join in some crazy discussions there. Argyle will give you all kinds of nonsense about the server, the archive server. I almost said the Argyle server.
Yeah, well, we should name it after
We should name it for him as opposed to anything else. But we've
the honorary Argyle
archive. The honorary Argyle server. Can't call it the memorial Argyle server, but the honorary Argyle server. And you should do that. And when you do, tell us what city you're from. We're here at the Lilac Festival, but we're taking your calls at the same old numbers.
And we're going back to Mike.
Mike, can we hear you this time?
Hopefully you can. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
time. I've got a Millennium operating system. And sometimes when I click on an icon, whether it's in the on the desktop or in a folder, it will activate that icon and all the other icons above it. And I have to hit the shift key just to activate the one I want.
What it sounds like is your shift key is sticking.
Yep.
There is a thing called sticky keys, which you can turn on, I think, by hitting the control key a half a dozen times. And what that's designed for folks who need a little extra help accessing certain keys due to physical differences or whatever. And so you can turn that on or off. What you can do is find that in the control panel under accessibility options. And if that gets accidentally turned on by hitting the key too many times, then that's turned on, and now all kinds of weird things start happening on your desktop.
What's actually happening is you're encountering a feature of Windows that lets you shift click to select multiple icons.
And that's the way we think of it, by the way, encountering features
encountering
of Windows.
Encountering features, right. So, for example, if you wanted to open a bunch of things at once, you could shift click on them, and it will highlight the range between your first click and your second click. You can also, is it alter control?
Control
click. And you can select a discontinuous range of icons to say open them all at once, print them all at once, something like that.
Okay, could this happen? I mean, because sometimes when I'm switching on the computer, I haven't even touched the keyboard yet, and it will already activate all of, you know, once I click on the mouse, just using the mouse.
If it's already been turned on and you never turned it off, it'll be there all the
time.
Still
there. Yep.
Okay. So how do you say to get to this now to turn it on and off?
You're going to hit the start button.
Uh-huh.
Click control panel.
Settings.
Settings, you're right. You're in click settings, then click control panel.
Uh-huh.
Then double click accessibility options.
Okay.
And you'll see a whole bunch of choices there. Anything that's on, turn it off.
All right.
That's pretty much what you'll need.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much.
Next, we're going to Bruce on the cell phone.
Bruce.
Hi, guys.
What's up? How are you?
Okay, I'm on the highway.
You're on the other side of the festival, right?
Hard to catch me this way.
Hold on. I got to shake Senator Chuck Schumer's hand. Fighting a good fight out there for us. God bless you. Speak your words to the radio audience.
Hey, well, I want to say hello to everybody on WHAM. As you know, I love Rochester, and you couldn't have a better day. Anyone who hasn't come out to the Lilac Festival ought to get here. It's heaven.
Exactly right.
Somebody said to me he had a nice beer in his hand, and he was listening to the music and seeing the lilacs and all the good cheer, and he said what they said in those old Milwaukee beer commercials. It don't get much better than this.
Well, ain't that the truth? And we want to thank you for fighting a good fight for us out
there. Thank you. Well, I love this area, and I'm going to do everything I can for Rochester.
We appreciate
it. That's what we want to hear. Thank you again, sir.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, that was an unsolicited political commentary.
Now, that probably means if there's any other candidates in the area, we have to give them equal time.
That's exactly right. All right, we're back to Bruce. That's enough for the political
So you guys have been quoting Lonsberry, it's a beautiful day for a radio show?
Exactly right, but we're outdoors now. See, normally when he says that, he's in a little 5x10 booth. Why does he know what the weather's like?
Exactly.
He doesn't even have a window. We're out here in the big blue room having a wonderful time.
He has a window to the other studio.
You're right. So what's your question, Bruce?
I've got two questions. One's about NT4 and the other one's a Mac question. The NT question is, when I delete my shares to the different drives, logical drives or whatever, on the PC, does that make it safe from hacking?
Well, there's always, if you've got the thing set up to share at all, what version of Windows are you running?
NT4 with Service Pack 6.
Yeah, NT4 has hidden shares. One for each of the hard drives.
Hard drives. And so the IPC internet sharing folder it assumes you're going to want to do.
Right. So those things are all set up automatically, and if you delete them, they're reset up automatically.
They are?
What?
I was surprised that they're reset up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Microsoft knows better than you do.
Don't they always?
So, you know, the heck with what you want. It's what they want that's important. And so there's always a C dollar sign, D dollar sign, whatever drives you have, and then
right.
a PC dollar sign. Now, you do have to have a password to get by them. So if your password is something other than your dog's name, it might be tough for somebody to get in.
Or admin.
Or admin, yeah. Or password.
Password, yeah.
Yeah. So if you've got a, you know, a decent password, eight or more characters. Actually, you don't want more than eight characters. Because in NT4.0, only the first seven characters are actually encrypted. So you might want a seven-character password, but make it something that's really unusual, like a combination of letters and numbers. But don't use Leet because, you know, every 16-year-old...
Or your name.
Leet or your name or whatever. But if you've got that, you're good. The yeah. better thing to do, of course, is to run some sort of firewall between you and the net. Then okay. then you're okay. If you've got the firewall, you're good to go.
Okay, now the Mac question.
Now the Mac question.
Okay.
Okay. I know in the PC world, when you have your IDE drives, your one of the concerns is can the IDE controller and the BIOS handle different size drives, and that you have to make sure that it's all compatible. I can't find anything on the Mac side about its support of different size IDE drives. And in case I have a 1 gigabyte IDE drive, I'm thinking of putting in a larger one, and I can't find anything at the Apple support site or about discussions on limits. Is this a feature of the Mac? It doesn't have the same issues that a PC has, or is it just unpublicized?
Most of it is unpublicized in the general knowledge base. There might be something in the developer knowledge base. A 1 gig drive was probably a really old computer.
It is.
Yeah. I haven't... Well, actually, what I just put a 40-gig drive in a 6300, which had a 1 gig to initially. So what were there? It was a 32-gig limit
yes.
in the IDE spec, and then they raised that to the 137-gig limit.
Right.
And
it's less about the operating system than it is about the IDE specification.
Right. So which version of IDE it's running.
Right. So if you're running a really old machine, it is likely that you have a 32-gig limit, and you may need to... I don't know if there's an update.
Yeah.
BIOS
can you flash BIOS in the Mac?
No, not on the Mac.
I know you can zap the RAM, but yeah. can you update the BIOS?
You can replace the BIOS with the ROM chips with a newer version from an equivalent computer. It's like in the G3 series, the first G3s had different ROM chips than the later ones, so you can buy newer ROM chips. But there are a lot of hard drives also come with the jumper settings configured for that 32-gig limit. So even if you buy a bigger drive, it may not show up because some of the manufacturers, like Western Digital, assume 32 gigs. You have to take those jumpers off.
Yeah.
But basically, with a Mac, stick it in, see if it works.
Yeah.
Thanks,
but then
Steve.
You have to buy it first, hello.
Well, yeah. Borrow one.
Yeah. I
Borrow
see.
One.
I'll just put it on the SCSI bus and be done with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just okay, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
Take it easy.
Thank you so much.
Next is Mark.
Mark, how are you? Oh, no, we're doing... Oh, yeah. See, you lied to me. We're doing a break.
Oh.
Back in a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you or someone you know has diabetes, the University of Rochester is conducting a research study that may be of interest. Go to WHAM1180.com and learn more, or call 273-3972.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
There's nothing like it. The freedom, the confidence, that calm feeling that comes from knowing where the road is taking you. This is what it feels like when you have a well-designed retirement plan. M&T Investment Group can help you get there. We know how important it is to maintain a comfortable lifestyle after you retire. And if you think Social Security is enough, think again. Today, you have to take advantage of every retirement resource available to you. That's where our experienced representatives can help. With a wide range of world-class solutions tailored to you, we'll help you to be prepared when you're ready to retire. M&T Investment Group. You can get there from here. Stop by any M&T branch today. Brokerage services are provided by M&T Securities, Inc., member SIPC, a subsidiary of M&T Bank and member M&T Investment Group. Investments are not FDIC insured, have no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Need a break from the typical car dealer hype?
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
You'll find it at Jim Barnard Chevrolet in Churchville. I'm Alan Barnard. My father Jim started Jim Barnard Chevrolet in 1972. And now my brother Andy and I are working hard every day to keep the great reputation he built. We've served families like yours for 30 years. So if you're looking for the best deals on a new or used car, truck, van, or SUV,
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
We've been here for 30 years and we'll be there. Jim Barnard Chevrolet, Buffalo Road, Churchville. Want to save money on a new Chevy without the hassle?
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
Come to Jim Barnard Chevrolet's easy as 1, 2, 3, plus 5 sale. GM has challenged us to sell 120 vehicles this month, so you'll get our deepest discounts of the year. And $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 rebates on every new 2002 Chevy in stock. Plus $500 bonus cash on select new Chevy vans. So forget the big dealer hassles.
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
The best place to buy a new Chevy is Jim Barnard Chevrolet, Buffalo Road, Churchville.
John's been going with Angela for almost a year now. In the beginning, he fell head over heels in love. But little by little, I love you turned into I own you. And baby turned into bitch. That's not cool. So I told him, you can choose to abuse and be alone, or show respect and be respected. But remember, my friend, abusers are losers.
To learn more, call 1-800-942-6906. A message from the New York State Office for the Prevention of Domestic Violence and the New York State Broadcasters Association.
If your web page is nothing but eye candy, you're losing solid return on your investment. That's why the eBusiness Association is bringing Jim Stern, a world expert on internet marketing, to Rochester. If you need to determine the real value of your web efforts, you need to be at the Hyatt Regency Tuesday, May 14th, to hear the one guy who can tell you how. Jim Stern's appearance, sponsored by the Rochester Business Journal, The Presentation Source, and WHAM. Visit ebusinessassociation.org or call 234-1322 for reservations.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. We are out here at the beautiful Lilac Festival in downtown Rochester, New York, hub of civilization in the Western world. And it's just a gorgeous day, and we're having a great time. We want to thank Larry Omans, who came down and gave us a donation
yes.
for the archive server. So we
really appreciate it.
We're taking cash money, and we're watching Dave. He's collecting the money,
yep.
so we're watching
yep.
him. But we're taking your calls, and who's our next caller?
Mark.
Mark, welcome. What's your question?
Okay, I'm trying to connect two PCs, peer-to-peer, and
yeah.
I got the cards in, and I see them in the device manager, so I'm assuming that they're in correctly. I'm running a crossover from one, and that's connecting with an adapter into a regular cable over to the other PC. However, my problem is when you plug them in, I'm assuming you should see the light go on. I got the light on one PC, but not the other. And I called the vendor of the cards. They said that it's not a good idea to connect the crossover to a regular cable with that adapter.
Right.
Is that,
get a longer crossover cable or use straight cables with a cheap hub in the middle.
Or go for a hub. Yeah, I mean, you can pick up a small 5-port hub for under $40. It would alleviate a lot of headaches. And then down the road, if you want to then hook in, say, Roadrunner or DSL, all you have to do then is to plug that cable modem or router into the hub, and then both machines, you know, will will then be able to get up and use it.
I'm having trouble finding a longer than 10-foot crossover cable. Are they uncommon or something?
You may have to get it made. There are a bunch of companies in town that make cables. You can buy them online. Yeah. The problem is that the longer they are, the more possibility there is of crosstalk in the line.
Yeah.
And don't forget, any long piece of wire that's electrically active is in fact an antenna. So the longer it is, the more chances there are you're going to pick up stray electrical signals. That's why most places don't make them, because they're not really reliable.
And plus, cross cables are generally meant for hooking two hubs together that are sitting next to each other, so they don't need to be very
well. Plus, if he puts a hub in there, he can put the hub halfway in between the two PCs, thus shortening the length of cable that he's going to have to go to both.
And of course, if he uses a hub, he doesn't need crossover cable.
Then go straight cable.
Regular long regular cable.
Yep.
But unfortunately, unless if what you really want is a crossover cable and the machines are not close together, you're going to have to go to one of the companies in town that makes cables. Symkona does it.
Yeah, Monarch Communications.
A whole bunch of places.
Yeah, we do it at Jesse Group.
Jesse Group does it. A lot of places make
them. In fact, I've got a spool of wire in my truck.
So come out to the Lilac Festival.
I don't have the crimper with me. I just have the wire.
Oh, see, no crimper. What are you thinking?
But fight them on with your teeth.
But that's what you're going to have to do, okie doke?
Okay, now just want you guys to make sure you don't go to that beer vending tent too much, okay?
Well, not till we're off the air.
No, we're waiting for the food vendors to bring it over to us.
Yeah, where are these guys?
So far they aren't cooperating.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that Al Harris guy got the food guy coming over every morning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's not us, though. Unfortunately, by the time we get there's nothing going on. I want to thank you. Who's our next caller?
Our next caller is Dave.
Dave, welcome. What's your question?
Oh, hi, guys. Got a great show.
Thank you.
This is the deal. I just bought a new motherboard and processor, and I put it all together, and I had a brain cramp of some sort, and I attached the processor without opening that little lever that you lock it in place with.
Uh-oh.
And then I realized what I'd done, and I pulled it back off, and none of the pins appeared to be damaged. Nothing was bent. So I put it back in the way it was supposed to go.
Uh-uh.
I fired it up and smoked the processor.
You got it.
Yep.
And you might have smoked the motherboard,
well,
too.
Well, I'm hoping I didn't, but can it be tested to see if it's smoked?
Yeah, there's a number of places around. If you want to even try bringing it down to my shop, we'll see what we can do for you.
Where's your shop at?
It's Enright PC Management on Brighton Henry at Townline Road, 3385 Brighton Henry at Townline Road.
Okay, and another real quick one. What causes the blue screen of death?
Everything.
Yeah.
Something went wrong somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Hey, very good.
All right. That clears that up then.
Yeah, pretty much dang near everything causes it. There's no way around that, and who knows. It's a mystery, and the best, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
All right, well, I appreciate your help.
Okay, next we're going to Don.
Don, welcome. What's your question? Don, are you there?
Yep.
What's your question?
I got a couple of quickies for you. I'm running 98, second edition. Everything's running fine. All my programs work good. Is there any advantage to going up to ME 2000 or XP?
No!
Turn off his microphone. All right.
Okay.
We're gonna get the more sedate and level-headed people. Don't do it.
Okay. That's what I thought. The other one is Netscape any less security prone than IE?
Is which? What? I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question?
Is Netscape any less security prone than IE?
Very marginally.
Yeah.
Because they both use Windows, but at least with IE being so farther embedded into Windows, there's a little few more exploits for it.
And the newer versions of Netscape and Mozilla, which is the engine that's inside Netscape, you can turn off a lot of the features that are dangerous, like allowing pop-up windows and allowing programs to run in the background and allowing JavaScripts to run and things like that. In addition, if you load Netscape, you generally get a different Java manager, which is a more secure one than than the one that comes with Windows.
Another plug that we got to put in for is
Opera. Opera is a great browser. It is free with a few ads, or you can pay the $39 and own it. And it has a lot better features and is even more secure.
Okay. And the last one for Dave or Nick. Whatever became of the old PC Cubed Computer Club?
They wound up merging, and now it is called the Rochester Computer Club. And you can check out their meetings. If you go to our website, soundbites.org, off the Wham 1180, Jack Greenkey has a full list of all the user groups that are up there, and you can check it out.
You gotta give Jack his credit. God bless him.
Unbelievable.
He's keeping up this list of stuff. It's at jackslist.com, and it's a list of all the user groups in the area, what they do, when they meet, everything else you could conceivably want to know, and stuff you couldn't care less about.
Yeah, really. Check it out there. Rochester Computer Club.
PC Cube and Prague merged together.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Next. Okay, we're
going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, the entire Lilac Festival, and all of you on Soundbites at 1180 WHAM.
This is Mark Congdon of the Horizon Group asking you to join Mike Charlton and me for the Financial Week in Review. We discuss what's happening on Wall Street and take your calls Sunday morning at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
Rochester's award-winning news team, the Wham 5 o'clock News Hour. Glenn Lambert,
Joe LaMonaco,
Alan Harris,
Randy Corbin,
Sherry Smith,
Brad Davies,
Susan Ashlott, recognized as the best by the Radio Television News Directors Association with the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. Dave Ross,
Paul Harvey,
the Technophile,
the Western New York Business Report,
the Wham Highway Patrol, recapping a full day in under 60 minutes. The Wham 5 o'clock News Hour.
If you're a PowerPoint or 35mm slide user, then remember this name, Visual Horizons. They'll make 35mm slides from your PowerPoint presentations or your digital camera files. They've got complete slide duplication and slide film processing capabilities. And of course, they only use Kodak film and chemicals. Visual Horizons offers a complete line of media and CD packaging options, including the all-new 12-color DuPont Tyvek CD envelopes, as well as over 5,000 sizes of peel-and-stick, vinyl, and paper storage products. Visual Horizons is a family-owned business with over 30 years' experience in Rochester. Go online right now to visualhorizons.com to check out their free catalog and software center. Visual Horizons, 180 Metro Park, across from MCC, or call 424-5300. You'll be amazed at what they can do. Visual Horizons, a name you can trust for all your 35mm slide and media storage needs.
Right now, an eating machine may be destroying your lawn. Meet the grub.
Oh, am I hungry? I'm starving. I'm gonna eat the whole yard.
Now there's Bear Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. It's specially designed to kill the grub's appetite, and it's guaranteed to kill more grubs all season long.
I ain't hungry no more.
Get the grub before the grub gets your lawn. From Bear Advanced, where better thinking always gives you better results. Your lawn is being taken over by dandelions and crabgrass.
Help!
With Weed Be Gone, one product gets lawn weeds like dandelions.
But not the crabgrass.
The other one kills crabgrass.
But not the lawn weeds. There's gotta be a better way.
Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass in just one easy step. And it won't harm your lawn.
Two kinds of weeds, one simple solution.
From Bayer Advanced, where better thinking always gives you better results.
Yes, you too can send the great taste of Zweigel Hots anywhere in the USA. Zweigel's famous white Hots and red ones, too. Send 6 pounds or more anywhere in the USA proper, and they'll arrive within 3 days. Freshness guaranteed. Zweigel's. Quality started since 1880. Go online to WHAM1180.com. Click on the Zweigel's logo, follow the easy ordering instructions, and your delicious gift will be on its way. It's easy to send the great taste of Zweigel's. Click on WHAM1180.com or call 235-7860.
Would you buy a pair of shoes without trying them on, or a car without driving it? Then why buy a vacuum on blind faith? Hi, I'm David Orrick, maker of the 8-pound Orrick XL Hotel Vacuum, and I want you to take the Orrick Challenge. Try my legendary vacuum in your home absolutely free for 15 days. You've got nothing to lose. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. I guarantee you'll love my Auric XL before you buy it and for years after.
Hi, Heloise here. As you probably know, I have a hint for just about everything. Today's hint? Take Citrical twice a day and be a Citrical gal like me. I take Citrical because it's a simple way to help fight osteoporosis, and that's important. In a new study which involved over 200,000 women, nearly 50% of them had thinning bones and didn't even know it. That's an alarming number. So remember this hint from Heloise. Take Citrical, the right calcium.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Here's the scary thing. Steve hears like 2 seconds of the
now that was
music.
Scary.
Calling me Dave.
That is frightening for all
yeah,
of
yeah, really.
He hears like 2 seconds of the music and he knows which break it's going to be already. But we're back taking your calls here on Sound Bites, and we're talking to
Bob.
Bob, how are you, Bob?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's your question?
Oh, man. I'm a PhD computer guy, which means push your dummy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And every time I go to, I've had my machine looked at a couple times, and every time I go to, like I just brought up the Outlook Express, I got Windows ME number one, and people are saying it's horrible. I'm beginning to believe them.
Yeah! Turn off his mic. Go ahead.
So what happened, I took it back to the person, to people who sold me the machine, and I have another son who's into computers, and he did a whole bunch of things he wasn't supposed to, I guess. But they installed.
And that's not hard to do with ME.
Yeah, well, I got that Norton 2002 virus, protection antivirus thing.
Right.
And I also have a CD burner with a. My son said it's got a firewall or something in there to prevent it. But now I'm on Outlook Express. I got to get out of the program. I keep hitting the mouse and all that, and it just doesn't shut off. I have to shut my computer off, and then if I wanted to get into my internet provider, you know, like my website, any web addresses, I click on that, and if I want to, you know, search anything, stupid thing just hangs there.
One thing, Bob, what type of machine is this? How big of a processor, memory, and that type of stuff?
I don't know. It's fast, and it holds a lot of memory.
Okay, the one thing I would suggest, because it's well known, Microsoft, matter of fact, to this day, you can still go out and buy upgrades to 98, and you can buy Windows 2000, you can buy Windows XP. You cannot purchase ME. What I would recommend you to do, if it's at least faster than a 600 megahertz speed machine with at least 256 mega memory, I would highly recommend getting rid of that ME, because very little support is out there for it, and going to Windows XP Home Edition.
Well, when you quit Outlook, you should get a little message that says, please wait while Outlook logs off. Are you getting that message and then it freezes, or does it freeze before
I
that?
Just got on my Internet Explorer, and the screen turned blue. It's got the little, it's got the arrow in there and a timer for it. It just
stays
there. I can't access anything else at all.
Did you buy this machine locally, or?
Yeah, I did. I've been there. I've taken back to them twice. And the first time it froze up, it just said that trendy virus thing on it, and the guys were nice enough. They brought it, you know, I got it back and working and stuff like that. Then I had to take it back again because it started doing the same thing. I've been telling them that this thing here has been doing this right from the get-go here. And they said, well, it's got to be something I'm doing or something.
No. Well, you've got one of a couple of problems. It's possible that your system is a tad messed up because you said your son was putting on stuff and taking stuff off.
It cost me a ton of money. and completely wipe everything out and bring it all back. You know, wipe it out.
Right.
Cleared everything off. And it worked nice at their place.
Oh,
I mean,
sure
I used
did.
It there, and then I used it here a couple of days. Now, the stupid thing is doing it all over again, and my son hasn't touched it. But
here's,
I put
the
it
other, here's the other thing. Do you have a lot of power problems in your house?
No.
In other words, when the refrigerator goes on, does a light dim or that sort of fare? Because if you do, that will cause brownouts in your system, and suddenly it screws up memory, it screws up the hard drive, it screws up all kinds of things. Power fluctuations. Lots of people put on power surge protectors, but the biggest problem people have from power is not too much of it, but not enough of it.
Yeah.
Because somebody uses a hair dryer, right? Somebody uses a hair dryer, or there's a TV, they turn on the TV, and that draws down the power a little bit. So the thing I might suggest you do is you can buy an uninterruptible power supply for pretty inexpensively these days, and that runs the system off the battery in the UPS rather than from the line, and that may save the system. What may be happening is that it's drawing down the power enough to cause the memory to get messed up, and then bang, you get a blue screen of death. It's nothing really that you're doing more than it's the fact that the system is just not at a high enough power level.
So the halogen light, one of those, what do you call it, halogen light things, I got plugged in at the same time and turned it on and off for light. Would that do it too, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Particularly if it's plugged into the same circuit. Not just the same wall plug, but the same circuit in the house.
Yeah, if it's on that same breaker.
Yeah, that could easily do it.
Okay, now, this computer, I got it last year. It worked fine up until we got back from vacation and I come back and the computer started doing this. And I took it back and they fixed it and had the same trouble, took it back, and it cleared out my whole hard drive.
It's very possible that if in fact it works well for them and doesn't work for you, the problem is a power problem.
Most likely, yeah.
So try that. Let us know what happens.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a bunch.
So much. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. Next, we're going to Doug.
Doug, how are you? Are you there, Doug?
Yes, I am.
What's your question?
I've got a large paperweight. It used to be called a compact presario. I was missing a DLL initially. I couldn't find it in my computer. I went on to Google and I went through a number of libraries, and not one of them showed that particular DLL.
What version of Windows are you running?
98.
Okay, Windows 98 has a very great utility. It's called SFC, for System File Checker. And what you can do is, in System File Checker, it allows you to look for a particular DLL that you're looking for, and it will extract it out of the CAD files if it is a Windows, in fact, DLL.
In fact, also SFC will check your Windows system files to see if any of them are damaged.
That'd be great, but I can't even get into it now. It won't load at all.
Can you boot into safe mode?
Pardon? Any safe mode, it won't load. Regular mode, I've tried. I'm missing, according to my screen, I'm missing probably four files.
Okay, here's what you're going to want to do. Is if you can, if the CAD files are on the hard drive, you're going to want to reload Windows over Windows. So most of the machines nowadays, under the Windows folder, there is a folder called Options. Underneath that is a folder called CABS, C-A-B-S. Within there should be the program. If you can get to that subdirectory, you can then type Setup, and it will then copy Windows over Windows, and it should get you back up and running.
And you'll have to do that from DOS mode if you can't get into safe mode.
By hitting the F8 key as it's starting, it will present you with many options. Just say the very last one, command prompt only, and it will get you to a C prompt. You just do CD space Windows / options / CABS. Hit enter.
Wait a minute.
And you should
slow
be
down
in
now. It's CD?
CD space Windows / options / CABS.
CD space / option
/ CABS, C-A-B-S.
as in more than one checker cab.
And then you type setup, and it should relaunch the Windows setup program and let you reinstall Windows. Now, one of the things you have to watch for is it may suggest installing Windows into a different directory, Windows.000.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I did now. I called my ISP tech. He thought that I probably, along with everything else, had the latest worm. I went to Norton.
The Klaus virus.
Yeah, I went to Windows, got the tool for that, took it out. I still couldn't get the DLL. I couldn't find it anywhere, so I backed up my hard drive to protect the space. It puts it on D, I guess.
Yeah.
Then I saved all my applications on a CD writer, 4 disks. I did the full restore, and then when I started my applications, it was pretty late. It was like 1:30 in the morning, and I interrupted it, and I think that's what I screwed up.
Yeah, you're going to have to do another restore. The problem with your applications is if it's a program that puts something into the registry, you really can't just restore it from a CD. You have to reinstall it, or the registry entries aren't there, and it gets all kind of screwed up.
And it doesn't matter if it's on the drive or not. It won't run.
Right. We have to take another break. We're going to be sitting out here enjoying the sunshine and the people of the Lilac Fest while you listen to these commercials on 1180 WHAM.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for? And you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School, and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit elementkcenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education. Real opportunities.
Other dealers are announcing their new spring lines of lawn and garden equipment.
At Bob James Equipment, John Deere has jazzed up the complete line of lawn and garden tractors, and you're invited to swing on down and take a look. John Deere unveils the LT150 with redesigned full-length welded steel frame, 38-inch cut, and twin-touch automatic control. Built tough at just $2,399. Bob James Equipment offers the powerful John Deere SST models, versatile with up to 42-inch mower deck and revolutionary zero-turn radius, starting at just $3,699. Saber lawn tractors remain a real value with 14.5 to 17.5 horsepower engines, 5-speed or automatic shift. You can own it, starting at just $44.42 per month. See all the jazzed up John Deere line at Bob James Equipment, Canandaigua, and Fairport. Offer ends May 31st, 2002, and is subject to approved credit on John Deere Credit Revolving Plan. Monthly payment based on 36 months, no money down, 8.9% APR. Taxes and delivery may affect payment.
When you're thinking about a compact SUV, what comes to mind? The Ford Escape XLS or the Subaru Forester? Well, if you're thinking about getting full-time all-wheel drive standard, you're thinking Subaru Forester. If you're thinking about the one with more standard horsepower or the one with standard ABS, those thoughts would be of the Subaru Forester as well. In one important category after another, every Subaru Forester simply offers standard advantages that not all Ford Escapes offer. And the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety gave the Subaru Forester the highest crash test rating possible, while the Ford Escape was rated as marginal. So, if you're thinking about a compact SUV and something other than the Subaru Forester comes to mind, perhaps you should stop and ask yourself, what in the world am I thinking? Subaru Forester, a smarter way to build an SUV. Think about it.
For a great deal on the new Forester, see your local New York Subaru dealer and tell them Paul Hogan sent you.
Forester rating is good based on 40 mile per hour frontal offset crash test, August 98. Comparisons made against base models.
Come on, everybody, open up your windows, turn on the music, turn on the music.
Come on, everybody, if ever there was a time for a Manilow concert.
Everybody now.
The time is now for Barry Manilow, live on stage.
Turn the negative down. Turn the radio up. Everything will be fine.
at the Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center.
And they dance.
Barry Manilow. Bring a picnic and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere at the Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center this summer. Tickets on sale this Monday, 10 a.m. at Ticket Express and all Ticketmaster outlets, or charge by phone at 585-232-1900 or Ticketmaster.com. Saturday, July 20th at Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center. Barry Manilow. Produced by Magic City Productions and Clear Channel Entertainment.
Talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Oh, right here at the Lilac Festival. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
We are taking calls for Soundbites, the universe's longest running radio show. And our next caller, Paul. Paul, welcome, Paul. What's your question?
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Being outside, you can probably appreciate this question. One of the things I'm looking for right now is a replacement laptop that will be usable outside. And I know that there is like the Toshiba Toughbook that has a daylight readable or sunlight readable screen. I'm wondering if you have any recommendations for other machines or what to look for in a machine that will make it not completely wash out and just become unusable outside.
You want to use, there's TFT, which is twisted, something twisted.
Yeah. Film transistor.
Triple twisted something. Anyway, the thing is that the problem is the brighter the screen, of course, the more power it draws. So it's hard to find a laptop that balances good battery power with the ability to read it outdoors. You're right, Toshiba has a good one. Fujitsu has a good one.
And there's also an adapter that you can slip over the screen, which you've got to look on it straight on.
A little hood thingy.
Yeah, it's a little hood. Well, no, it's not even a hood. It's actually like, it's a little, it's got clips, and it's about the size of a screen.
Oh,
it's
a Fresnel lens, basically.
Yeah. And you got to look at it straight on, but you can't, you know, from an angle,
yeah.
But it will reduce all the glare.
It's basically a Fresnel lens, and what it does is it takes the light that would normally scatter a little to the side and directs it to the front, so it focuses the light that's in there.
Do you know anyone who rates these things? I know that there's a value, I have no idea what it stands for, but a nit value, that if you get above 300 nits, you can see a screen in diffuse sunlight, and if you get it, I guess it's at like 800 or 1,000 nits, you can see it with direct overlight sunlight. And everyone does these evaluations of computers, and you see all this kind of speeds rated and size of screens rated and everything else, but do you know anyone who's rating these screens for daylight readable?
The only place I can think of that might do that is Tom's Hardware at tomshardware.com. Mm-hmm.
Or go to, PC World. PC World is notorious for doing evaluations. So if you go to their website, you might find some, comments and that on those there.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I wish I had a better answer for you. What's our next call?
Next is John.
John, welcome. John, what's your question?
Hi. I have a Mac G3. And I'm not sure what my daughter did, but I'm getting a message that AOL can't initialize the modem anymore.
It's possible, if you're lucky, she just turned it off. If you go to the modem control panel, you want to make sure it's set to do you have an internal modem or external?
Internal.
One. So you want to make sure that the modem control panel is set to internal modem, and that the system sees that there is an internal modem, which it will see in that modem control panel. Then you may need to go to your AOL setup and make sure that the correct modem is selected. Either in the expert setup, it will list the modems itself, or you can say add new modem and have it auto detect the modem that's there. If you're lucky, it just got set wrong. If you're unlucky, the modem could have died and might need replacing.
Okay. How do I get to the modem control panel? Is that off the regular control panel?
It's the same control panel folder, yeah.
Okay.
In control panels.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Our next caller,
Linda from Canandaigua.
Linda.
Hi.
How are you? What's your question?
Well, I've got a software problem. I have lots of pictures downloaded onto a CD, and it won't let me access those pictures anymore. It tells me they're not there.
What's the exact error message?
Yeah.
Well, I don't get an error message. It just won't. It won't show the pictures. It only shows the last pictures that I downloaded. It's a writable only CD, so I don't think there's any chance I could have overwritten the pictures.
Have you been writing to the CD in several sessions, write
yes.
some and then later write some more?
Yes.
Multi-session CDs are notorious for not working right. Typically with a CD, you want to wait till you have an entire disc's worth of files and then burn them all at once.
Yeah, because it'll destroy that whole file directory.
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes it makes a new drive letter. So you burn 20 files, it's drive D. You burn 50 more, it's drive E, drive F. Last drive. You might have too many sessions. You might need to put the last drive parameter in your config sys. Does Windows still use that?
Yeah.
Windows
what version are you using of Windows?
XP. XP.
No, that's not the problem then. What I might suggest you do is look in your My Computer, double-click on My Computer, and see if new drives have showed up. Those old programs, those old pictures may be there.
Okay.
Different letters.
If you've got multiple sessions on that drive, they may show up as separate drive letters.
No.
Unfortunately, you may have lost them.
Okay, because it's like a 700 megabit disk, and it's showing that it's now only got 400 megabits on it.
You might want to try the disk in another computer and see if it's just your computer not reading it.
Okay. All right. I can do that.
Yeah, because it sounds like that one session has gotten messed up.
Yeah, well, the other issue with sessions is that a session can get corrupted and then it will lose any previous sessions that it might have written on the disk.
Okay. Because, I mean, I know there's information on there because it's showing a lot of free space, but...
Okay, I'm afraid.
There's a program called SpinWrite.
SpinWrite won't do CDs, I'm afraid.
Sorry.
Hi there, thanks. We're actually on the air now. and we're done. It's the end of another show. Please come down to the Lilac Festival and join us. Following us will be a very special Bob Lonsberry. Lonsberry is, of course, always very special. And his show will be very special from here. So we get that. And you can join us next Saturday, 12:20 to 2 p.m.
Here at the Lilac Festival.
Here at the Lilac Festival. We'll be back. You can come and actually see us in person. In the meantime, of course, we're next Friday on Channel 9 on our news.
Channel 14 and some of the outlying cable
covers. And we're done. We want to thank you all. I'm Nick Francesco with Dave Enright and Steve Ray on the universe's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.